trouble mounts for Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah as the governor has issued permission for prosecution based on complaints filed in the Muda scam. The Congress is holding several emergency meetings following the governor's declaration. What next for Siddaramaiah government? What next for the Chief Minister himself? Here's a ground report by Pratibha Raman.
As the day dawned on August 17th, Karnataka CM Siddaramaiah received official communication from the Raj Bhavan confirming that the governor had sanctioned his prosecution in the Muda scam. The order said that based on complaints filed by Pradeep Kumar SP, TJ Abraham and Snehamayi Krishna, the governor has gone on to accord sanction against the CM under Section 17A of the Prevention of Corruption Act and Section 218 of the BNS.
The entire cabinet is with me. The government is with me. All MLAs are with me.
Senior Congress leaders soon huddled into a meeting at the Chief Minister's residence to discuss the party's counter-strategy. Accusing the governor of playing by the BJP's book and standing firm against Siddaramaiah's resignation.
We'll fight in the court of law.
So will this lead to Mr. Siddaramaiah's resignation as well?
No question of resigning.
So the governor right now is playing to the script of Mr. Modi and Mr. Shah.
The complainant who first approached the governor is all set to face Siddaramaiah at the court.
I have taken up a legal stand, and that legal stand will continue. I have never said this about Mr. S.M. Krishna or Dharam Singh or Mr. Kumar Swami, Mr. Yediyurappa, none of them. I have never said they should resign, because that's their decision here. For me, I'll have to pursue the matter legally and I'll do it.
Meanwhile, the BJP termed it democracy's win.
The nature of the allegations are very serious. Investigating agencies will now have to start the process of prosecution. We hope that the Chief Minister will take moral responsibility and resign forthwith and make available an impartial investigation into these serious allegations.
ಶುದ್ಧತೆಯನ್ನ ಕಾಪಾಡಿಕೊಳ್ಬೇಕು ಅನ್ನಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಒಂದು ಬಹುದೊಡ್ಡ ಹೆಜ್ಜೆ ಇದೆ ಅಂತ ನಾನು ಭಾವಿಸ್ತೇನೆ.
ಕರ್ನಾಟಕ ಸಿಎಂ ಸಿದ್ದರಾಮಯ್ಯ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಡ್ ಅ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ಇಮೇಜ್ ಫಾರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಡೆಕೇಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನೌ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್. ದಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ರಿಡೆಂಪ್ಷನ್ ಲೈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕೋರ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ವರ್ಡಿಕ್ ದೇರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಸಿಎಂಸ್ ಚೇರ್. ವಿತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಮರಾ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಗೋವನ್, ಪ್ರತಿಭಾ ರಾಮನ್ ಇನ್ ಬೆಂಗಳೂರು ಫಾರ್ ಎನ್ಡಿಟಿವಿ.
Brijesh Kallappa, advocate of the Supreme Court, is joining us. We have Sandeep Shastri, political analyst and director at Lokneeti. Surabhi is the spokesperson of Karnataka BJP, and Lavanya Balal is the spokesperson of the Congress Party. Brijesh Kallappa, what are the options before the Chief Minister? Legal options.
First thing is that he'll probably have to move the court and challenge the sanction. Because any governor, and this has been made very clear in the 2006 judgment of Rameshwar Prasad, that the governor has to weigh the evidence that is, against the person against whom sanction is going to be given. And based on that weight of the evidence, only the governor can act. Because, as you remember, in that case, the governor had received some information that there was a problem with the then Bihar government. And the Supreme Court, Constitution bench of the Supreme Court, had then said that the governor had based himself on non-issue and therefore had set aside that report and said these are all ipsy dixie. And therefore, I think a similar situation is developing here, because clearly there is no material at all against the Chief Minister. Neither the BJP says so, nor other opposition parties say so, because the very fact that, a person has been the beneficiary of a certain government scheme can be the matter of a policy. It can't just be because of corruption. Now the BJP perhaps thinks that it has to, paint a gentleman black in order to make
okay,
him...
Okay, that's a huge charge. That is the only that's the only way BJP can come to power, Surabhi. If you paint the entire tenure and track record of a chief minister who has not had a single corruption charge against him in all of 40 years black, that is the only way you will return to power, is the point that is being made here by Brijesh Kalappa.
I appreciate Mr. Kalappa's legal acumen and his legal insight, but I don't think that his political views are being masked over here, because the question here is not about whether the BJP is going to come to power or not. The question here is that there has been a case of alleged irregularities and that needs to be investigated. I don't understand why that ties to Mr. Siddaramaiah's clean image or not. It's definitely very disappointing that for somebody who claims to have had a no corruption track record for 40 years has a very prima facie clear case of misuse of their position of power. There was a 50-50 scheme. The scheme allowed for compensation, however, the compensation was given in a very upmarket locality. Why was that? There is also a lot of questions on how the property came into the being of the chief minister and his family. The fact that the chief minister did not clear this in his affidavit in 2013. There are a lot of legal as well as political questions that needs to be answered. Let me tell you the political point, Maria, which is that this is a chief minister occupying a constitutional post. He has always been in some constitutional post or the other, leader of opposition, deputy chief minister, finance minister. Why do you think that he is above question? This is a matter of prosecuting somebody, getting to the answers. And in order for that to be done fairly and in a transparent manner, he must resign. That is both the legal argument as well as the political argument. And this is coming not just from the BJP, mind you. These are also activists, let alone activists from elsewhere, activists from Mysore.
Lavanya, will you respond to this, that why should a chief minister's office be seen as above, you know, the scope of investigation? If he hasn't done anything wrong, then he'll come clean.
Good evening, Maria. First of all, if he's done nothing wrong, then I think making false allegations on him itself is incorrect. While the BJP makes political statements and makes a lot of allegations, here are some of the questions that the governor has not responded to, you know, or maybe he's beyond responding to these questions. I don't know. But he says the allegation today, I mean, whatever the action has been taken today, that is, you know, he sanctioned the prosecution against the CM under Corruption of Prevention Act, that is 17A. Correct me if I'm wrong, because Brijesh Kalappaji is also a lawyer. This act is only applicable to the police officers who will investigate corruption charges. Has there been an investigation by a police officer against the CM? And when the BJP claims that there has been corruption, what kind of corruption are they talking about? Has the CM issued orders? Has he received or given any kind of, bribes to anybody? Has he influenced any kind of decisions that has happened in this entire incident? While you look at the entire incident, all of the decisions were taken while in Karnataka, the BJP government was governing. The Moda, the 50-50 scam was also, the decision was taken while the BJP Bommai government was in Karnataka. While they talk about, you know, how the property came into being of one Mr. Jawaraya, you need to go back to 1935 and see that he got the property in an auction. So it is a self-acquired property. While the BJP is intent on tarnishing the image of our CM, we are very clear that we will win this fight.
Okay,
in the court of
Surabhi, I'm coming to you because, you know, we have to move away from the politicians. I'm coming to both of you. I'm coming to the politicians, but I want to bring in Professor Sandeep Shastri. Professor Sandeep Shastri, you know, the governor office all across India, you know, largely in states which are ruled by opposition parties, have been questioned. The role of governor, the Raj Bhavan in particular, has been questioned. Again, Mr. Thavarchand Gehlot is facing the same question, that, you know, sheer alacrity in which he has acted. You know, only last month he had issued a show cause notice to the chief minister and asked him to respond within 7 days. Then we saw the sequence of events where the Siddaramaiah-led government actually said that he should not be misusing his constitutional office. So there is the advice which had gone from the state cabinet as well, that the governor should not sanction prosecution. In multiple states, we are seeing chief minister versus governor play out. And again here, what the chief minister is saying is, and also the entire cabinet of Mr. Siddaramaiah, that the protocol has not been followed. Here is the governor who is acting at the behest of the center. Professor Shastri. Okay, I think there is a problem with his connection. We'll try and connect with him in just a bit. But Brijesh Kalapa, will you take that question, please? About that entire process. You know, if it is under Section 17, is that the right section? Because Lavanya there says that it can happen only if there is an ongoing case. In this particular case, is there an ongoing investigation, or is it only based on petition which was filed by Mr. Abraham?
Maria, I think that I'll answer an earlier question that you raised, that if he's clean, then let Mr. Siddaramaiah come clean by, you know, following process and by being part of the legal process. I think, it's very clear today that the process itself is the punishment. You've seen how, in the case of Hemant Soren, what happened? He was sent to jail. Then he came out completely acquitted. What happened to that 8 or 10 months that he was inside? And I think he belongs to your state, Maria.
Now, neighboring
similarly,
state. Jharkhand.
Oh, sorry. And then also in the case of what is happening with Mr. Sisodia now. So I think this is a late plan which is working across states. And as you know, I'm not with the Congress Party. I've been speaking against them also on several occasions. Right? The point is that I personally know Mr. Siddaramaiah. Everybody knows Mr. Siddaramaiah.
No, legally speaking.
In fact,
Mr. Kalapa, right now, on this panel, your role is that of an advocate.
Just 1 minute.
Wear your legal hat.
No, I'm wearing my legal hat. I'm just making another point. The point is that there are three senior leaders of the BJP who don't participate in this Padyatra. Why? Because generally everybody in Karnataka knows, and it's very clear, that Mr. Siddaramaiah is completely clean in all his dealings. Even in this issue, neither the BJP nor any other political party member says that, look, Mr. Siddaramaiah has performed this act of omission or of commission. There's nothing which is attributed to him. It's just that, look, he is the beneficiary of X, Y or Z. Now, let me give you an instance, Maria, because I brought this point up. I have certain lands in Malur, right, which is very close to Hosur, where there's an airport coming up. Now, supposing the value of my land has gone up, am I to be prosecuted merely because the government has taken a decision? What is attributable to me? What is the criminal wrong which is attributable to me? I think the governor ought to have seen that. Any person worth his salt, the first thing will be, what is the case made out? If there is no case made out, then on what basis do you sanction prosecution?
So the governor, in a rather long, you know, it's a seven-page order that actually goes into details of the sanction as to why
there was something
sanctioning this prosecution. Please go ahead. Yes.
I wish there was something meeting that.
Surabhi and Lavanya on the screen now, because I want to understand that the argument which is being made by Surabhi, does Lavanya have an answer? Please go ahead, Surabhi.
But yeah, I want you to give me twice the time, because I'm going Brijesh Kalapa's legal opinion, in which he conveniently forgot to mention that it's not, answer your question and mention that it's not just 17A, it's also Section 19 of the Prevention of Corruption Act, which I request Ms. Lavanya Bardal to take a look at, as to when prosecution, sanction of prosecution is given, what are the conditions, what the governor is required to do or not. I understand that they come from the Congress Party and therefore attacking institutions is in their DNA. Let's remember the emergency. But that doesn't mean that you go after the governor for something that clearly, very clearly has been done by the law. If you are so sure that Mr. Siddaramaiah has not benefited, not just in the Muda scam, but next we'll be going after the Valmiki scam. We have been so far as well. Don't give me distractive arguments saying that who came on the Padayatra or not. The matter of the fact today is the BJP is standing very strongly against the corruption and the corrupt activities that the Congress government here has done. The Valmiki scam, let me remind you, the Chief Minister had the audacity to say that no, just 89 crores, not 187 crores has been stolen from the marginalized community of the STs. So this is the sort of government we're going up against. The political point I want to make, because our lawyer friend refuses to talk about the legal aspect, which is, again, might I remind you, Section 19, please look it up. There is complete precedence to what has happened. The governor has acted in a legal manner. If you are going to challenge that, challenge it in the courts. Hopefully you still have some conviction on the courts. Please challenge it in the courts. This is not an order saying that Mr. Siddaramaiah is guilty. This is an order saying that let him be prosecuted. Why are you scared? Why are you scared? Go present the same arguments that you're presenting in front of the press. Go present it in the courts. That is all the state is asking for, a fair trial.
An investigation
is not hampered by your political maneuvering and your manhandling that we see in Karnataka state. So this is nothing but a request for a fair investigation that the Congress has been, by the way, playing all sorts of cards. We want to attack Siddaramaiah because of XYZ reason. Tell me which Ahinda leader would be okay with money being stolen from the Valmiki community. Please tell me. Do not fool the people of Karnataka. We will not let you to do that because we are standing strong in opposition.
Maria, if I may respond.
Yes, please. Go ahead, Lavanya.
Well, first of all, there is no case against the CM. As many beautiful words my counterpart from the BJP would like to put across, here is something I would like to remind her. The institutions that she talks about were built by the Congress government in the last 70 years that we were governing the nation, when you opposed each and every one of those institutions step by step. And when they are talking about, oh, why are you scared? We are not scared. We are reminding people and the BJP that they're wasting precious time of the state in these distractions in an attempt to capture power in Karnataka, like they tried in Delhi, in Jharkhand and Uttarakhand. We have seen the role of the governors for the BJP in all of these states. Now, we are also talking about, she was also talking about, why are we scared? We are not scared. We would like to tell them, you know, these are false allegations. If the governor is so quick to act against any of the allegations brought against Siddaramaiah, why has he not taken action against Kumaraswamy? Because he also stands accused in Lokayukta case. For the last 10 months, governor has not taken any action. He's not taken action against Shashikala Jolle, who is accused in a scam. He's not taken any action against Mr. Nirani, who is also a BJP leader for the last 15 months. He's not done any of that. So why is it that he refuses to take action against the BJP and the JDS leaders, but he's quick to take action against any complaint against the Congress leaders? We don't mind them taking action, but we ask once again, when there is a judiciary probe, the citizen or any activist or any individual has no rights to ask for one more investigation or for a probe by the governor. And that is not legal. Now, the governor has acted on an action that is not legal. And this is where the question rises. What is the BJP's intent in throwing allegations, false allegations? Why throw false allegations and then say, hey, you know what? You should try to prove yourself clean. Don't throw false allegations. Work towards the betterment of the state. Why are you wasting the state's time? Why is this huge drama happening here? Because you people feel you are hungry for power. You need to capture power and be in the state of Karnataka. We are not scared because we know we will come out unscathed.
Okay, Surabhi, will you respond to that, please, quickly?
Absolutely. Yes. Maria, quick response. If the Congress party has become judge, jury, executioner here, and Siddaramaiah investigation team...
Oh, that is the BJP's role. We don't take up that role.
But, Surabhi, one point which is being made here is the promptness in which the governor's office, the Raj Bhavan, has acted. One. Then the order which came for Mr. Hemant Soren, when he was granted bail, raised questions on the functioning of the Enforcement Directorate. Similarly, other agencies are under question. Are they really acting in an unbiased and free and fair manner? That is the reason why the governor's role becomes important here. Why are you defending the governor's office then?
No, I'm not defending the governance office. The BJP is not. If ma'am has, Lavanya Balal has listed four people who are in the opposition currently who do not hold a position in the state, have to be, you know, expedited in their prosecution. Ma'am, you're in government. What has your government done in the last 15 months? Have you written a letter to the governor asking him to prosecute? Have you pushed the investigation forward? This has been this constant pattern where when you accuse the Congress of mishandling funds, doing wrong in the state, they say, what have you done? Well, you're in power. Go ahead, prosecute, write to the governor, do a protest. Why aren't you doing any of that? The second thing that I want to say, if the governor has acted in a wrong manner, challenge it. What section? Under what section? Lavanya Balal said that there was a judicial probe and therefore a governor cannot sanction for prosecution. Please name the section under the Prevention of Corruption Act in which you claim this to be a legal misgiving. Because as far as I know,
so that's a different challenge that is going to the Congress party. Will that be the source that the Congress party will be taking Lavanya?
Would you like me to pull it out for you?
Maria, I missed your question.
Yes.
Maria, so, I missed your question.
No, because there is enough indication coming in from your government in Karnataka that they will be challenging this prosecution order which has come from the governor's office.
Yes, we will be. We will be challenging this in the court of law. This unlawful or unconstitutional consent for prosecution against the CM will be contested in the court of law and we will win it. And I declare it today. We will come out untarnished. Our CM will come out untarnished.
Are you manipulating the court
also now? The BJP can keep on claiming under which section. The section, you are asking for under 17A or which section of corruption of, Prevention of Corruption Act. It is not under Prevention of Corruption Act. It is a constitutional rule that when there is a judiciary probe going on, there cannot be another probe by ordered by the governor. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Brijesh Kalappa.
Kalappaji, let's wrap up this discussion with your final comments. Legally speaking, is this prosecution order, does it really fit in the realm of legality?
No, unfortunately, it does not, Maria, for this reason, that supposing one were to make a complaint, one would have to approach either the policeman or would have to approach the magistrate. Under the CRPC, there is no other way in which you can initiate a criminal prosecution. I cannot initiate a criminal prosecution by going and meeting the governor. It's not possible. The CRPC doesn't contemplate the fact that I initiate criminal prosecution by going and making an application before the governor. Governor has no role under the CRPC. It's as simple as that. I think I wish this governor came to realize that, look, whatever he's doing today, it may be, music to the ears of the BJP, but ultimately, at some point in time, he's paving the way for serious strictures to be passed against him.